16, verses 25 through 33. And we'll be looking at these verses and their application to Palm Sunday because they reveal to us a confirmation and an understanding of the reflection of God's love in Jesus. As I said during the devotion on Friday, during the phone call, verse 32 says, "Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home." And so as you see and you read that verse, there's so many other questions that come up in addition to the peace that is found in that. But we wonder, why do we have to be scattered? I was perfectly comfortable coming to Liberty Baptist Church and gathering with you here in this room. Why does God decide? Why has it been decided that we need to be scattered at this moment? Why is it that we can't appreciate Jesus and the love that he had? Why could the people of Jerusalem not appreciate the fact that God had been faithful to them and that he had sent his son? And as they laid down the palms as he entered into Jerusalem, and they recognized that he was the Messiah, they still had an understanding and a belief that he was going to weaponize and physically defeat the occupying forces. But Jesus tells us why we can have peace in him. The first, as we read these verses together before we get into, let's read John chapter 16, verses 25 through 33. The Bible reads, "Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. And now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." And then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. And this makes us believe that you came from God. Do you now believe?" Jesus replied, "The time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, and yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Is that... So we see there the Word of God that instills in us an understanding that even as Jesus was being preparing himself to go and to suffer death, he still wanted us and them to have peace. You know, in how do we know this? The things that Jesus said as to why we can have peace in him. The first is that he loves you. He says, "I love you." He says in John 13:1, "It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." John 13:1. As I wrote this week, and every, you know, at least once a week, the song "Jesus Loves Me" comes into my mind. And you all laugh at me when we're here in worship service together, and we have some technical problem or something happens, and the first thing that I do, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." All the, you know, that verse, that song just brings peace to me. It brings peace. And so it may seem funny at the moment that we start singing that hymn or that song, but the reality is how peaceful it makes me. my life in the midst of crisis. The important message that we need to hear from Jesus and understand from his coming into the city of Jerusalem on this Palm Sunday as we begin Passion Week is that he loves us. The second thing that Jesus told us was in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, if you want to look those up. And he says that because of love, we will dwell with him forever. He says he goes to prepare a home for us and that we will dwell with him forever. Why should that give us peace on Palm Sunday as we prepare to begin this 7-day period of time before we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior? Because he is working to prepare a place for us. He wants us to be with him forever. And he is preparing a place. Some of us have loved ones that have already gone on. Some of us have family members who have passed away. And so as we celebrate this Easter, as we celebrate this resurrection, as we celebrate this Passion time, we remember them. And as we do so, we need to remember that they are at home with Jesus. And he will have a place for us. The third thing that he says in John chapter 14, verse 23 is also important. He says that he is going to make his home in you. And so as we live here and as we go through this crisis, as we gather together on Sundays, once we're able to come back together, Jesus Christ lives in each of you if you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. That's why it's so important for us to take care of ourselves. For us to recognize the importance of the human life, because God lives in us. So he'll not only be present with us one of these days when we get to heaven, but he's present with us now. And every action that we take, every action that we've taken since he came into the city of Jerusalem of caring for each other is an action of Jesus. We are his hands and feet. And he says in John 14, chapter 12, or verses 12 through 26, he says that he will work in our life through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, I get in trouble sometimes because as a Baptist pastor, I speak a lot about the Holy Spirit. I speak a lot about the fact that it gives us the courage and strength that we need to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. You see, I believe in a triune God. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus the Son. And I believe in the Holy Spirit. That's what I believe. And I believe that it takes all three in order for God, the big God, to be complete and to serve and to be the Lord that I serve. I also did a devotion or something this week where I was talking about the fact that I don't want to make my God that I serve is tremendously, I mean, bigger than I can even imagine in my mind. And some of you would say that I have a pretty big imagination. I can't imagine how big God is. But he not only lives in us, in our hearts, and exemplifies himself through the actions of our bodies, of caring and loving others, but he lives his life through the presence of the Holy Spirit that gives us the courage and the strength to do it. The courage and the strength to do it. To pull back the curtains, to open the door, to walk outside. You know, I am a fearless person in regards to helping other people. That's what I want God to be able to tell me when I go to see him. I want him to look at me and say, thank you for serving. Thank you for helping. You know, I want to take care of myself. I want to protect myself. I want to protect others. But I can assure you that if there was a call for help from any one of you, if there was a call for help from anyone in our community, that that I would be there. Not through my own strength, not through my own courage, but through the Holy Spirit and the strength of Christ. The fifth thing that Jesus said that he would give us to help us with have peace and courage in times of fear is in John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, and chapter 16, verse 24. And we've talked about this several times, but as a part of our worship service, one of the things we will always do, as long as I am your pastor, is have a time of corporate prayer. The most important thing you can do as a Christian, that you can do, that God gave you the ability to do, is to talk to God. It's something that makes us different from other religions. It's something that makes us different from each other, actually. We don't have to do anything special. We can have a conversation with God through prayer. He gave us the privilege and the power of prayer. It is a privilege to be able to pray to Him. It is a privilege to be able to talk to God. Have you ever tried to get in an appointment with your congressman or your senator? Have you ever tried to get an appointment to see the President of the United States? It's hard to do. You cannot easily get an appointment. You cannot easily contact these people of power in our life. But all we have to do is talk, think, to communicate with God. That's a privilege that we have and a power that we have as a Christian that we receive on this day when Jesus started his trek to be crucified. He gave it to us. He tells us in John chapter 16 and John chapter 14 that he gives us the privilege that we can pray in his name and God will hear us. You know, the red phone that everybody talks about that you used to see in the Cold War that the president could pick up and talk to the president of Russia, immediately have a connection with. It was so important that they had that connection. You know what, folks? It's important that you're on your knees. It's important that you are at your bedside. It's important that sometime during your day that you have a prayer time with God. This Palm Sunday, this week, as you take time to remember that Jesus Christ entered into the city of Jerusalem as the Messiah that was foretold by Isaiah. Understand the power that he has given to you. Understand the power and the responsibility that he has invested in each one of us. It's not just up to me to pray for you. It's not just up to me to pray for you in the community. It's up to each of us. We all have a responsibility. We all do. And he gave us the privilege and a power of prayer. The sixth thing that he did and that he told us to give us peace and courage today is that he told us in John chapter 16, verses 26 and 27, and chapter 17, verse 3, that the Father is glorified and known through us. What does that mean? What that means is that if we are Christians, they will know us by our love, right? Remember a song that sort of goes like that? We sang it here. King and Country, one of Peg's favorite bands. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. They won't know you're a Christian if you're a humbug. They won't know you're a Christian if you are not out serving, if you're not praying, if you're not singing, if you're not rejoicing, if you're not acting, if you're not doing something. They won't know God. But through Jesus, the Father is glorified and made known. You know, this peace that I keep talking about, this biblical understanding of peace, is a wholeness and a contentment that we can have because we are loved by God. Yes, it is painful for a moment. Yes, it is a struggle to stay inside and to stay away from other loved ones and friends. Yes, it is a sacrifice. But it's nothing, because we have the love of God, and it hasn't been taken away. We have a life that is whole or content because it's a life where brokenness is healed, because He took away your sin, every sin. He died to take it away. Where that which is missing is found, those who have strayed away are found. And in times of storm, we can know that it's going to be okay. You see, biblical peace is a peace that is present, a understanding, a contentment that is present and exists despite our circumstances. In John 16, verse 33, He said something that we should hear and understand and know what it means for us. And that is, you will have trouble, but I have overcome. There isn't anything that we're going through, folks, that God can't overcome. If this disease comes upon me and it takes my life, I will still live and I will still be present in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Thank Him for His peace. Thank Him for the love that He has shown to each of us. As we prepare to sing an invitation hymn, I want us to understand that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray with me. I want you to pray, God, I am a sinner. I understand that I have no power to save myself. I understand that the only peace that I can have in this life is through You. Your Son Jesus lived. As we celebrate this Palm Sunday, He lived. He willingly died on the cross so that my sins would be forgiven. And He overcame death by being resurrected on the third day. Praise the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I ask God that You would live in my life, that You would take all my sins away, that You would constantly reside with me, Lord, that You would give me the courage and strength to live a life that is pleasing to You. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, and you confessed your sins, and you're ready to turn from what you have done, then you're saved. And you will have this eternal life. Our hymn is 324, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Let's sing this song together. Thank you.